I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
This year is, of course, the centennial of Miles Davis's birth, and there are dozens of tributes going on throughout the world. Vince Wilburn Jr. is a drummer who played with Miles on and off for 7 years in the 80s. He's also Davis's nephew and is a co-manager of the Davis Estates business. His Miles Electric Band will play the Saratoga Jazz Festival on June 27th. Fans should not expect straight versions of Miles classics.
What we're trying to do is get away from the tribute band moniker and play our feeling or interpretation of this great music. Of course, we can't replace the musicians before us, those iconic musicians who are our superheroes, but we're just giving our take on the electric period, you know, and music that we love. We're trying to take chances because that's what Uncle Miles taught us.
As a boy, Wilburn had the chance to sit side stage many times and watch Miles Davis and his opening acts, and he was always locked in on the drummers.
I remember just being like mesmerized. And Tony Williams, great Tony Williams, told Wallace he could tell I was going to play drums by the way I used to stare at him, you know? So I was locked in, man, early on. That's where I got into it, checking the drummers. And one year, instead of going to my prom, I went to see Jack DeJohnette, you know? So the girl I was dating at the time was kind of upset, but I had to see Jack.
Wilburn also had an even rarer opportunity to see how Miles lived off stage.
I lived with him, you know, and I saw the energy and I saw how much he dedicated himself to the music. First one to wake up in the morning, last one to go to sleep at night. If there wasn't something he was working on at the time, it was a concert tape. Or, you know, he'd have MTV on, you know, with the sound down. And if it was something he dug, he'd turn it up, have his trumpet close by, play to it. Those were really magical times, you know. That's how we got Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper, and Skritti Politti, Human Nature.
Davis had many interests beyond music and took young Vince along for the ride.
Truly a genius. We had a boxing speed bag in the garage. You know, we'd take the car. He loved Ferrari, so we'd take it up to this place called Malibu Seafood. He'd buy the fresh fish, uncooked. Bring it back to the house. Man, the best fried fish you ever want to have in your life. And he was painting on top of all of this. I called him stations because he was moving around all day. You know, I miss it, man. I miss it.
The Miles Electric Band is on the road, including the Saratoga Jazz Festival, June 27th. To watch my entire interview with Vince Wilburn Jr., visit the WBGO YouTube page. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.